Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
Jeff Walpole, I'm CEO of Phase 2 Technology. Just gave a session on the future of Drupal and government, which I guess would be hard to completely summarize here. But I think our conclusion is that Drupal has sort of got a lot of the components of at least the open government aspects of what the administration is looking for in websites. And we'd like to see Drupal become the de facto CMS that agencies choose for that. So the inherent sort of Web 2.0 functionality that translates to the Open Government Directive is a really great technical fit, but we talked a lot in our session about some of the challenges from a process perspective. There's an enormous amount of sort of regulatory understanding that this community has to sort of embrace to be able to develop appropriate solutions for government. So there's a lot of that we're hoping to see the community take on, and in particular people who are working in government or actually work for the government and are trying to implement Drupal. We'd like to know, in essence, what those non-technical challenges are so that we can address them from a platform perspective. And I think Drupal would be a really good fit.
I see. And is there anything that you can talk about in terms of like what Phase 2 was involved with the White House?
I can't speak specifically to work we did in the White House, although it is, I guess, been publicized and other people actually can speak about it. But what we're working on now is, in essence, trying to take some of those experiences, not necessarily code, but experiences to other places in the government and kind of blaze some trails. So what I just announced in this session before is that we are going to press ahead with building a distribution for government, specifically open government initiatives, and try to use some of the best practices and processes that we've developed from other work and try to apply it there, although it probably won't be as literal code from them.
I see. And so what are some of the modules or Drupal code that may be involved in this distribution or open government platform?
Yeah, so good question. A lot of it is that sort of, it's not just the custom modules. A lot of it is just, I guess, like contrib picking, I call it, where, you know, sort of weeding through the 6,700 contrib modules and figuring out which ones should be put forward as good use for government. But in terms of new modules or custom modules, we'd like to see something developed around 508 accessibility, because it's very difficult to do that. It's all a theme layer thing, so it addresses sort of, you know, CSS and HTML. So we're looking for something that maybe starts out as more of a checklist towards what you can and can't do, and then has some impact on the theme layer. Another good example is there's a lot of shared services across government. So there's a module for something called Gov Delivery, which provides batch email messages for government, so like constant contact for government, because they can't use such things. And so an interface to that from a Drupal module perspective would be really useful to a lot of different agencies who have to bulk exchange contact information, profile records and stuff with that delivery service. And there are people using it now. So having modules that do that would be, and that's another great example. So,
and maybe you could talk a bit about collaborating between the federal government and the local governments through Drupal in terms of like using the same software platform to sort of share resources in a way.
Right. So that's actually an interesting point that was addressed after my session by the folks in New York State Senate who are doing this at obviously the state level. From a municipality, local perspective, all the way up to the federal government, there's some shared requirements across them, some shared platform needs. However, they're also very unique. So I think the way that this is going to have to work is it's going to have to be a least common denominator approach where there's essentially a base install that does some configurations and some content and views and module stuff that works really well for a broad swath of government, but it's very, very light and thin. It's just a way to get government comfortable on Drupal, get them started on Drupal. It won't address all of their needs at those levels. But then hopefully down the road, the idea is that communities would form around those different levels, and that they could actually build modules that they would contribute back for more specific to a municipality or for a state level or something like that, and of course federal government, and maybe flavors of that distribution could emerge that would be cleanly invoked somehow and would in essence take those use cases.
I see. And so do you see how the proliferation of open source into government is somehow changing the way that government works in any way?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a chicken and egg. I mean, it's interesting to see, one of the things I noted is that government, in essence, really wants the flexibility and the control of their code, but they also really, really are interested in this aspect of open source contribution. They see it as a way to, I think it's a very civic mentality, right? I mean, the idea is that, you know, we're all building code, we should be sharing it with each other, and particularly in the federal government where agencies aren't necessarily competing with each other, if they build something and they can contribute it back and another agency can leverage that and not have to go to contract to build something proprietary, it's a pretty interesting concept, and I think it leads directly into these open government things because it's about providing better accountability for the spend that we have as citizens, and it also enables a lot of sort of cross-agency communication, which obviously our government could benefit from as well.
And so you've done OpenPublish, which is a distribution that you've just refactored to use more of the features, and you're going to be doing yet another distribution for open government. So maybe talk about how do you see that going out to different agencies from here on out?
Right. So we learned a lot doing OpenPublish. We learned that, in essence, features is actually a great architectural approach for reuse when you're dealing with a distro, because you're not going to hit everybody square in the head every time with what they want. So the further modularity of that, even beyond what you can do with modules, is very useful to be able to turn on and turn off features, but also to be able to share features, you know, have a feature server in which someone could sort of pluck the things that they need. That works for all industries, and I think it's a fantastic architectural direction that Drupal's been headed in lately. So I would hope that this open government thing had a lot of community involvement from the get-go. As I told some people, we have no intention of driving this thing 100% because it's probably bigger than OpenPublish, and it's going to take a lot of input from a lot of people who have a lot more experience than we do in this. So what we'd like to do is make it very modular. We have experience with rolling a distro and testing it and doing the installation profiles and, you know, features and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the modules and a lot of the ideas and the requirements and the documentation and, in essence, actually even themes and everything all the way out should be community contributions.
I see. And so do you foresee like a particular agency adopting this and then from there getting wider input from the community in maybe a more transparent way then? Or what do you see sort of happening from here on out?
Yeah, so I think where it's good for Drupal is I think as government looks around and they say, can we do Drupal? Should we do Drupal? It would be inviting to them and interesting to them to see that we're rising to meet their needs rather than them have to come in and slog through the 6,700 modules and figure out how to do it. So I think it has benefit to Drupal. In terms of government, I think they get a lot. And this is a group who's traditionally been stuck on very proprietary systems. So you're going to find the bar is relatively low for what they expect and what they want. And if we as a community can provide even just a base framework of functionality, that'll go a long way. It'll save them a lot of money. It'll save them a lot of time. And quite frankly, it'll make them more responsive to citizens' needs because now they can take that money and time and they can pour it back into doing good things. They won't have to get engaged in large, expensive, long-term contracts just to roll out simple citizen services.
And finally, maybe you could just talk about sort of your personal experience and feeling in terms of like working with open source and Drupal at, you know, different levels of government.
Yeah, so I have an interesting background in that I many, many years ago, you know, 10 to 12 years ago, I was doing a lot of IT consulting in the beginning of the web for the government and was very frustrated with the pace of adoption on the internet. So to come full circle in my career now and to kind of get them involved in Drupal is very rewarding. Because it's sort of the reason I got out in the first place is I wanted to go do the .com thing and build the hip sites and, you know, all that stuff. And so now maybe I'm coming full circle and wanting to apply some of that back. And that's exciting. So I think I answered your question.
Yeah, just the experience of like, you know, do you see it as sort of like a high point or, you know, just is satisfying for yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. And I think and what I hope is that it's satisfying for Drupal too. I have a little concerns about the community and how it grows and you know in general. And I think government is big enough that it can kind of trot on things like, you know, a bull in a china shop. So there's a little bit of hesitation about letting the whole federal government stream in at once. But the truth is, I think this is good for Drupal and it's good for government. So it makes me feel good. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.